In the early hours of June 7, 1944, on return to base after his 29th mission, Flight Lieutenant Kim Roberts' Lancaster bomber came under attack. His efforts to save his crew of six did not avail. The plane caught fire and crashed in Auveux in Normandy. Two of the crew survived and were captured. Kim was 21. Kim was born in Bunbury on the 11th of November 1922. He went to school at Bunbury Senior High. On the 14th of September 1941, aged 18, Kim enlisted in the RAAF and was posted to the UK. Kim's mother received the telegram to say that her son was missing in action. He was one of 150,000 killed that day, D-Day, on Normandy. His younger brother Newton takes up the story.
And then they got another letter to say that, you know, after an extensive search, that all they could tell her was that he would be recognised at Runnymede in England with the other 24,000 young Allied airmen that were missing, and that would be the only sort of memorial. And St Clement's Church in London, his name would go down as missing in action. We always hoped one day he'd turn up, but, you know. Anyway, 50 years later, I had a phone call from a fellow in Perth, and he said that he had read where Kim Roberts' plane had been found in France, the identification of this, and they'd located the graves of his six crew, but they hadn't been able to find him. British researchers and French researchers then, when they found the plane, wrote a story about it in a German magazine, because Kim had Göring's Iron Cross around him, which was given to him by Frank Slee, who lived in Spencer Street opposite us, and he was a captain in the army, but they called for volunteers and gave them a fortnight's training to become airmen. Anyway, old Frank Slee on his first flight got shot down by Hermann Göring. Göring landed and shook his hand and took him home, gave him a couple of drinks and thought it was a good battle and gave him his Iron Cross. And old Frank treasured that. And then when Kim got his wounds, my brother, he was only 19, Frank Slee, when he got his final leave, called Kim and I and Mum over, and he put him around his neck and said, good luck to you, go and get him. Naturally, old Frank Slee never got his medal back, and we never sort of got Kim back, you know.
After publication, the British government began searching again and found other planes and crew preserved in the clay of Normandy. Newton determined to go himself and with his nephew travel to England to find the researchers who'd located the crash site.
We went over to France and we went to the site and walked around and we found three witnesses that saw the plane crash, and they told us that the other six bodies were buried, and they were only 12 and 15 year olds at the time. It was 4:30 in the morning and they saw Kim struggling and it crashed in the field. The French government said, well, they'd be quite happy to excavate down to 12 feet to see if they could find the body. He dodged a church. There was a 940-year-old church there. These witnesses said they saw Kim in a Lancaster. You could see the pile. They saw him struggling to miss the church.
Newton Roberts gathered as much information as he could to present to the War Graves Commission at home. He pointed out that the French government were prepared to build a memorial for his brother and enlisted the help of parliamentarian Jeff Prosser. As a result, War Graves had a plaque made in both French and English with the details. At the invitation of the French government, Newton again journeyed to Normandy, this time for the unveiling in the very same church that Kim had struggled to miss. Some 500 people attended the ceremony. The exact location of Kim Roberts' body will most likely never be found.